The Cat Attack Podcast, thanks to Kerr's Hire. We are back because we know Ben Casanelia, number one stats guru, improving caller, most improved AFL caller of 2019, 18, 17 and 16, 4 years running. He joins me. We're back. What are we going to talk about, Benny?
Kingy, well, this is not just any old Cat Attack Podcast. This is the Pandemic Podcast, which is just exploding through. Do you know what Did you enjoy lockdown?
Yes.
I enjoyed saying lockdown.
I enjoyed Saturday afternoons because I knew that I had free rein from around quarter to 12 till around about judges giving the okay, the steward saying all clear after the last at headquarters.
Yes.
That I was free to do whatever I want. And that involved usually your brown bubbly water.
Yep.
And the toad account.
Well, look, that's exactly right. And there was certainly Saturday afternoon. And I just, one of the highlights for me was during the lockdown was one of those Saturday afternoons when the refreshing continued well on into the evening. Mm. And by myself, and about 9:30, I'd probably emptied the phone account and I'd emptied the fridge. And a guy came on the TV with a suit on, and it came across the bottom of the screen, and it said, "If you are gambling and drinking at home, you may have some problems." And I thought, wow, goodness me.
We already knew you had problems.
Do you know what I loved about lockdown?
What did you love?
Was the fact that it all the ads went from, like, it was like, buy a Toyota. Mm. And then that was prior to the pandemic. During the pandemic, it was, this is a really tough time and we're all going through this together and it's the biggest challenge and it's going to be difficult, but buy a Toyota. So they had to preface all their advertising with trying to be sympathetic and then say basically trying to flog their product off anyway. It was just absolutely ridiculous. But the other thing I learned too is, why don't toasters have windows? What? They need a window in your toaster so you don't have to flick it up. No. And then it's not done and flick it down. No, and why, then you forget and why, it burns.
That's why you have settings on the side.
Yeah, but man. I know, but sometimes each toaster's different and each set of bread, some of that crap you buy that's actually not bread that's like a dollar at the supermarket that's got absolutely no yeast in it, nothing that contains bread. In fact, if you popped it off the CSIRO, they suggest you're actually eating a cardboard box. All bread sort of toasts at different, you know, levels and time frames. So it's just absolutely ridiculous.
What have you missed the most?
What have I missed? About...
Footy.
Oh, footy.
This is what you were talking... This is a football podcast.
I've missed this sort of... What have I missed?
What have you missed?
Jesus. This is a struggle. Do you know what? I might go against the grain. I haven't missed it. I haven't missed footy. Do you know what I got sick of? If I saw one more footy player on the TV at 6:20 at my house doing a workout in his gym in the garage, I was going to spew up Terry Waller style. Fair dinkum. I was absolutely, absolutely over that. Oh, look, I haven't missed footy.
Yep.
In fact, I reckon in the long run it's going to be a positive for footy. Yep. It's just, the footy club's got way ahead of themselves. Mm. And this has just absolutely dropped them about 17 notches because none of them have got a cent. And it's been a reality check for players and a reality check for the footy clubs. So I've missed, and I'm happy about that because I think there's people in high places at footy clubs who have actually had to deal with some pretty hard, the realities of life. Yeah. And it's in the long run, I think it's going to be good for footy.
Chance to reset.
Well, anyway, I reckon it's going to be good for footy, and I haven't really, I know people say, I've missed anything about footy. I'm looking forward to footy starting up,
yep.
But I've actually haven't missed anything about footy.
I'm glad footy's back. I suppose the thing that I've missed is the routine. Usually, my life revolves around footy, local footy, AFL footy, VFL, TAC, NAB League, whatever it is. And I haven't had that for 2.5 months, and I've missed that to a point. But on the flip side, the time I've spent with my family has been fantastic.
Well, being at home though, Kingy, it was like being in prison, right? But it was the Goodfellas prison where you could still drink wine and make pasta. It wasn't a normal sort of prison. Yeah. Like my shoes thought I died. I didn't wear them. Well, I didn't wear shoes for 2 months basically at home.
No, because we walked. Yeah. The best part was...
Oh, you got out and did a bit of that. Well, I think a lot of people discovered the art of going for a walk.
I've walked every street in Leopold, I think, over the last 2 months.
Have you?
And my kids... My 4-year-old went from training wheels on her BMX to being up and out of the saddle to get up the hill in 6 weeks because she just spent every day
loved
on the
it.
Bike. Do you know, we have a new bunch of kids who appreciate physical fitness that might not have previously appreciated the great outdoors
and
the, you know, getting some fresh air up your nostrils.
Flare the nozzies out.
Yeah. And like my 4-year-old, I'll tell you what, if you were to put her into sort of with, you know, our mate Brian Alexander, who hits the buttons at K-Rock footy on the weekend.
Tiger man.
The old BMX bandit.
Yep.
I reckon she'd give him a good run for his money around the track out the back of Splashdown there.
There's a little bit of that, is there?
Oh, she's outstanding.
What I did once was, as I was sanitising my my surgical mask, you know how you need to have starch in your pasta? Well, I didn't throw that water away. I kept it. I threw the fabric, the starched water out of the fabric mask when I was boiling it just to sanitise it. Yeah. Threw that on the pasta. It was superb. So if you want a little cooking tip, just don't throw away that sanitising, boiling surgical mask water. Drop it into your penne.
Yeah. So, you know, my wife and I spent some quality time together that we probably don't get. So
that's absolutely magnificent. That's a lot of that. Now, footy is 2 weeks away, Kingy, pretty much.
Well, yeah, Collingwood-Richmond will be a fortnight from now. We'll be there, locked and loaded. Well, I don't know whether we'll be inside the MCG or somewhere remote calling it off a tube, but we'll be there in some form.
Yeah, look, and the question that I did hear a little bit as I sort of was driving around and you'd tune into bits and pieces was, who's this going to suit?
Who knows?
No, and exactly, 100% correct. I think we'll probably get a clear idea of those who have remained motivated over the period, those who have been able to keep the wheels ticking to a pretty high level.
Yep.
The other thing too will be, how will clubs manage injury?
Mm-hmm.
Going from you know, I mean, it's one thing to be doing a little bit of training here and there to suddenly be thrown in the fire for a mini pre-season and then well, it's probably not even a pre-season really, because they're not going to be able to do a whole lot and they expect people to play in 2 weeks' time.
No.
So it's going to have been put all, the onus is going to have been put solely on the shoulders of the players to keep themselves in really good nick. And we'll find out pretty early. Will it suit the older players? Will injuries kick in? Obviously, Lance Franklin's already gone down with a hamstring issue that's as serious as...
So that's... they're talking
Donald Trump press conference.
At least 9 weeks, apparently.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
They're just getting that contract out the Swans and seeing how many years left on this thing.
Three left.
Yeah, that's right. That won't be a number that they will absolutely be enjoying. So, yeah, we don't know who it'll suit. It will definitely suit those who have stayed motivated. Will it suit the Cats? I don't know. I mean, I think what they have is a pretty large bunch of particularly older players who are pretty dedicated.
Mm.
So that may go in their favour because those guys have probably done the right thing.
And because a lot of those guys have been playing close to 25 games a year.
They're battle-hardened.
Yeah, they're battle-hardened, but they're also too, this might be the freshen up that they need where they're only going to play probably 20 games tops.
Well, we saw it last year, maybe a little snapshot of it, that Gary Ablett's form for the first sort of 15, 16 weeks of the year was superb. Now, they probably, if you're looking back on it, hindsight, it's a great thing. They probably played him too much, but he fell away at the end.
Correct.
So do those guys like a Harry Taylor, you know, the list goes on, Zach too, there's a lot of blokes, can they just cram 4 months of unbelievable footy in?
And then
off into the sunset.
Well, you would think Harry's off into the sunset, Gary's off into the sunset. Henderson got thrown a lifeline of all lifelines because of Ryan Abbott going to St Kilda. So he's counting his lucky stars, he's still on the list.
Yep.
Or got back on the list. You know, Tom Hawkins is out of contract. Selwood's 32, just turned 32. They're not young.
They got this. This is their crack.
This is it.
Yeah, I agree.
This window, and I reckon it's just been, as it was closing, it may have just been lifted up a bit because this basically, we've gone from the marathon now to more your 10,000K event.
Yeah, we exactly right.
10,000 meter event.
10,000K. That's
you know what I meant.
That's a Kenyan farmer's sort of marathon. That one. That's just trundling out. I'm just smelling this microphone that I'm speaking.
Yeah, I just sprayed Glen 20 on it. Oh,
Glen 20. How is Glen? It's just extraordinary. It's flaring out my nostrils like there's no tomorrow.
So the Cats have got. They'll kick off with the Hawks Friday night down here.
They've got a good start.
Yeah, Hawks. Carlton here, Melbourne at the G, Gold Coast here. So
Four and one, the Cats.
So they're going to play 8 or 9 games down here. Win all those, you've probably got to probably find two more. Ten wins will get your finals berth.
Yeah, you want to be top four, though. Top two, really. let's be honest, you're not winning it from outside the top four. I heard a couple of people who are supposedly learned gentlemen suggesting that the only four teams that could possibly win it are Collingwood, Richmond, West Coast, and GWS.
Four of the top five from last year.
Yeah, they were the only four teams that could possibly win the flag. So hopefully Geelong are using that as a little bit of motivation.
Can I ask a question?
Can I ask you one?
Yeah, far away.
I've never been so excited. In fact, I nearly derobed. Mm-hmm. I nearly took the whole kit off when I had my hair cut by a professional.
A professional.
I went with the sort of I was turning into Laosaya, and then I ended up with some sort of Gregorian monk thing that needed to be.
You are just hanging onto your locks too.
That needed to be rectified by a professional. I was so excited that I could actually go to a professional and part with a rock lobster to get the old follicles chopped.
50's nearing for you. Will you still have it when you're 50? You think?
Have what?
The hair. Well, you'll have the
on my head.
You'll have the sort of around the bowl around the sides, but the fuzz on top, is that going to stay, or do you think you'll lose that?
Well, there'll be some fuzz. I don't think it'll be on top. There's bound to be a lot of fuzz. Do you know what else crapped me off about
what,
this lockdown?
What upset you? You are easily upset.
No, I'm not easily upset. Just,
yeah, yes, you are.
Like the 5-second TikToks done by just cute couples, and then they trundle off exit stage left giggling their heads off.
Yeah, no.
Nah, just please. No. Child, please. Child, please. Anyone doesn't know what child, please means, look up Chad Johnson, who was a wide receiver of the Cincinnati Bengals, and his concept of telling you to just get was just to say, child, please. Very funny.
Some good news for you.
What is the good news?
Well, Joe Burrow.
Oh, that kept me going. That kept me going through this pandemic. And do you know what else kept me going through a pandemic?
Lockdown.
Yes, during lockdown. The other thing that kept me going during lockdown was Ricky Gervais's 10-minute bake to open up the Grammys.
Yep.
And I could see them just slink in their seats when he opened up with, this is, I don't care. That is possibly the 10 funniest minutes I've seen in quite some time.
Can you quote it word for word?
No, I can't quote it word for word. But the way he just belittled and absolutely took A-list celebrities, Hollywood celebrities, from hero to zero in 10 minutes was unbelievable. And they hated it. Every second of it. It was fantastic.
Now, we've got some questions. Would you like me to pose some questions?
Yeah, we got any? What have we got?
Well, Mick Howley asks a very, very good question. I like this. With no VFL this year, does this mean Geelong throw caution to the wind and play Nekiah Cockatoo?
Well, he's got a one-year deal, hasn't he?
He's just got to play.
Is he? Well, no one knows if he's training.
Well, he's training. He's been at training.
Okay.
Yep.
So is he training or just going to train?
No, he's training.
Right. Well, that's good. That's a good start.
So the only two players on the
get Geelong, him in there.
Now, only two players on Geelong's two aren't training at the moment.
And they are?
Stefan Ockenbore.
Yeah.
And Jack Stephen.
I don't know what happened there, but
no, we're not touching.
Is he playing Geelong? Is he going to play for Geelong this year?
Yes.
I'll say no.
Okay.
What
do you want to have on that?
I just don't think he will.
What do you drink?
He's got a few issues other than footy, I reckon.
Needs to get sorted.
If you're getting stabbed and you refuse to cooperate with police, something is seriously going wrong in your life. That is all I can say.
I need to have a bottle of red with you on.
But you don't agree with me?
No. Oh, well, yeah, there's an issue there.
It's a massive issue if you're refusing to cooperate. I hope he comes back, but it's a long way back, I think, when you've got issues as obvious, clearly as. I mean, if I'm getting stabbed and the police are coming, I'm saying, well, if I've got nothing to hide, I'm saying, well, this is what happened. And if I've got something to hide, I'm not cooperating with the police. That's the only thing you can read into it, isn't it?
I think it goes a bit deeper than that.
Well, he's got something to hide if he won't cooperate.
Well, yeah, but does it come down maybe the people involved?
Potentially. Yeah. So what are you involved in? is the bigger question there.
We'll move on because I don't think we can resolve.
No, we won't.
With the Jack Stephen.
Do you know another thing?
Did get a question asking the collective kilograms put on by the.
Yeah, look.
I've put on a couple, but I've managed to walk and get on the bike and stuff like that, so I'm happy.
You have, yeah. Yeah. Nah, look, I've
played golf yesterday.
Yeah,
Bowen Valley, is it?
Got it. Well, what about the valley? If you've got nothing to do, come down to the valley and say good day and get on the course because it is looking an absolute treat.
Blakeo played with shot one over effortlessly.
Yes, he and look, it's and golf's just going bananas.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
It's a game of the people.
Yeah, we're just, look, it's if yeah, let's get down to the valley of excitement because it's all happening down there.
Did you see Tom Brady shot?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
He shot what?
In the so he and...
oh, when playing, he was in the golf?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Hold out for birdie.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Do you know, what did you think, though, Kingy, during lockdown, when you'd see celebrities on social media in their 54-room mansion with an Olympic-sized swimming pool and a movie theatre and a gym that's bigger than the house that you and I live in, and they're suggesting that we're all in this together? No, we're not. Shut up. Shut up. Job, please. It's just annoyed the crap out of me.
Daz Broncos.
Oh, yeah, Daz loves it.
Is in fine fettle. He's managed to avoid the corona over there in LA.
Which is no mean feat.
Who knew that such little things like normalcy could make such a difference to one's psyche? I think it's the first time psyche's come up on...
And normalcy.
Thank God things are coming back online. Must give you a great reason to get out of the house and away from loved ones. If your place has been like mine, this podcast will go for 3 days.
Well, one of the highlights for me was one of the first... Because some of the stuff going around on social media was quite humorous. None of it we probably can air. But the one that was very, very funny, which I got right at the start of lockdown, was the guy who was on the quiz show, and he was asked, the first question was, everyone's probably seen it, but it still remains funny every time you hear it, is when he was said, you have coronavirus. You can A, spend time with in lockdown with your wife and family, or B. He wanted to do B before he even heard what B was. So it was, whoever put that together was absolutely superb.
All right. Has Benny managed to get the undies off his head after the Bengals took Burrow?
Yes, no. No, I haven't. It's exciting. Great
what,
story.
What is opening weekend? Is opening weekend of the NFL going to go as planned?
No, they're not back in their facilities, as they like to call them. Yeah. So that's, yeah, no, it's all up in the air. I think that they hope to, but there's no confirmation of that. Still, their season, their official season, doesn't start till early September, so there is a bit of time.
Has Kingy gotten sick of eating lunch by himself, as he's been the only person at K-Rock Football for the past 3 months? I was actually redeployed, Daz. I like that word.
Redeployed. That doesn't sound good, does it?
I was redeployed into another part of the business. So that's kept me... So I've been eating a lot of sushi, would be fair to say. One of the local sushi joints around here has been got absolutely hammering.
Is it sushi or sushi?
Oh, one of the two, I don't know.
Sushi's like a...
Tastes good. Anyway, with the fanless environment in play, the AFL has to concede that no longer is there fan engagement crap a reason to keep 2 Geelong home games at the MCG. My thought is, what happens post this when fans come back? Will the normal status quo just be resumed by the AFL and we'll revert to the 9-2 arrangement? Geelong are happy with the 9-2. 9 here, 2 in Melbourne. As much as they say 11, but they like the gate receipts that come from playing a Collingwood or a Hawthorn at the MCG.
Yeah.
Or an Essendon. Or a Richmond.
All those. All of the above.
Particularly given the club will be, per Brian Cook, roughly $10 million in debt again. The club generates about $1 million per home game. How will the AFL be able to justify denying Geelong 11 home games when there's a massive financial windfall? They'll make some good money up at the G as well. I think they want the games up there because you can host more corporates. You can have more functions because there's more space. You get more fans there as well, you know, because if you're to play a Hawthorn down here, you potentially lock out half your membership. If you have it at the G, at least you
when
are
fans going to be at games?
Well, next year, hopefully. Hopefully later this year.
Do you reckon?
I think we'll have finals in front of fans.
I think we will too.
Yeah, October.
Yeah.
Yeah, October, we'll have
finals. Because they're loosening restrictions by the week.
The only thing we're lacking is a bit of local footy.
Yeah, well, I just don't see how that goes if you can't have anybody there. Because if you can't open the bar and sell a hot dog, I don't know
what... You can't make any money.
No.
You can't put the teams on the park.
No, and the players, some of the players will probably still expect to get paid. And if you're not turning a dollar, it becomes impossible.
Absolutely.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker Noisa dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Kerr's Hire.com.au.